Ja. Well, we can put it there also, some talks and the war. The world is kind of a mess. And it's hard to understand what's going on, because what used to be propaganda in the old days, throwing leaflets from airplanes and all of that, taking over radio stations, is now what's called a narrative. You simply establish stories, narratives that float around on these modern, fantastic online media. And whether they are true or false, they do their job because they are crafted properly by experts. And what was called propaganda in the past is now called a narrative. Now, what's so great today is that we have free alternative media. We can find videos, publications and so on. But true independent experts who give the facts. Professors, military leaders, political leaders, diplomats, and people who are of that culture where facts matter and where you don't just talk, but you anchor it in facts. And I listen to a bunch of such persons. From different countries, and amazingly they give very much the same picture of what's going on in the world today, and a picture that is very different from the mainstream media, the narrative. Which also keeps telling us that we shouldn't listen to anyone else and the narrative. So then I learned, and also by just looking at what's going on, that the leaders in several countries in Europe and in the West in general are often, more often than not, unqualified in the science and art and craft of statesmanship. Many seem to be there more as a matter of being part of playing with the big boys and girls, being someone of significance. And I'm just sitting here looking at the world spinning round, and of course history repeats itself. Much what is going on today happened before in different flavors, different variations. And you see, you know, you can look at these world events not just because you're interested in political intrigues and all that, but because it's also about looking at the human being, the people. You know, whether you are in a small leadership position or a big one, as some seem to think, and just jump into it, but yes, look at this as a position, power, influence. Now they will listen to me, finally. Now I can realize all my nice, good ideas, get my opinions through, because I know how things are going to be done. It's pleasurable as a thought, but what it really is, and this is what the unqualified people stepping into leadership positions tend to miss, it's first of all a responsibility for other people. Therefore, a very serious responsibility that requires a considerable amount of qualifications and work, expertise. Otherwise, you will cause people harm and you will get people against you. And you will find yourself in a much more troublesome situation than what it is satisfying and happy. In fact, you might find yourself unhappy after also having made others unhappy. Which can be a little hell. So this is just an advice from history to you, whether you are leader of an empire, a country, or in charge of a building with people living in it, or some religious congregation or political group or whatever. Think about it.